Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Excited to have you here. Excited to continue jumping into social media and how it can grow your business and the exact systems I am using on social media. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the past couple weeks and enjoyed, especially last week, as we kind of switched some things up, kind of talked all about your avatar, both on the Tuesday and Friday YouTube videos and here on the podcast as well. So same thing going on today, this week on the YouTube channel. We've been talking about your content buckets and how it can help your business, and my exact buckets that I use, which I shared a few weeks ago there in mid-October on the podcast, but I want to come back to that today. So let's jump into it. Here is what I want you guys to take away from this. If you've ever kind of felt like, I don't even know, John, this is all great, John, this is awesome, but I don't even know what to post, this is for you. I want you to think about the buckets, think about how, you know, these kinds of things can change and impact your business if you can be consistent. So let's jump into it. If you ever have thought, you know, how can I do this? I don't have time. This will help you. Now, here's the deal. I want you to understand as well that, you know, this sort of stuff, even posting every day on social media and then the YouTube channel and then the podcast, it all happens pretty naturally because I am focused on creating content and content within my buckets, right? So we talked this week on the two videos about content buckets, Tuesday video kind of explaining what they are, which I shared a little bit on the podcast a few weeks ago. And then today's video breaking down my exact five buckets, which I had shared with you guys on the podcast a few weeks ago. So today I want to show you how I live inside those buckets every single week and how that can help you if you kind of focus on buckets like this and operate in your business this way. It can make it a lot easier and more simple. So when I created buckets, I don't even know how I came up with the idea, but here's the deal. It wasn't just for social media. It really was for my sanity, right? It helped me decide what matters most in my week, in my business, in my life, right? So when you come back to it, think about my buckets, right? Faith and family, real estate buyers and sellers, the coaching that I do through the podcast, YouTube, social media, Wolfpack, all that different stuff, sports, you know, Philly season ticket holder, Eagles, all those things, and financial literacy, right? It all comes back to my foundation, right? And so as you think about it, and I hope if you listened a few weeks ago, you were able to write down what your buckets are. But here's the deal. If you have them written down, you can simply go into your planner or notes on your phone or whatever it is and look at it and say, okay, what do I need to post about? Right? What stories, events, or lessons fit into each of these this week? And if you think about that, within 10 minutes, you can have your map. What to post, what to prioritize, what to celebrate, right? So let's just think about it. Let's think about mine, right? Okay. As I record this, it's a Monday, right? Well, guess what? Faith and family. I can talk about going to church yesterday. I can talk about playing ultimate frisbee with some friends yesterday. I can talk about time with my kids this morning before they got my son on the bus and daughter was doing some things with mom, right? Very simple, right? Or I can think about, you know, it's so funny because as I record this, it's a Monday. I kind of had three different buckets, kind of all had stuff going on today, right? And that's it's a pretty simple way of just operating your business, right? You know, so I had faith and family stuff going on, real estate. I had a settlement today, right? Coaching. Well, I had my membership call today, teaching people how to, you know, optimize their social media to take their business to the next level. Three of my buckets, I had stuff going on today. A very simple strategy of just living your life and, you know, including that in stuff you post on social media, right? And I didn't get to post about the settlement today. So guess what? That can be tomorrow's because, you know, today I was talking about, you know, some event I went to, right? So Here's what that could look like for you. If you have five buckets, right? Guess what, guys? You can make five posts a week, okay? And those five posts a week could be those five buckets, right? So think about it for me, okay? Monday could be my membership call. That's coaching. Tuesday could be a post around my YouTube video, teaching realtors stuff, right? Having a story. Wednesday could be faith or family post, right? Thursday could be something about Thursday night football or something like that. Friday could be YouTube, could talk about financial literacy stuff. So many different things. Okay. So here's what I want you guys to understand. And this, I hope, please, if you haven't watched the YouTube videos this week, please go and watch them. But you do not need to reinvent the wheel. You do not need to create content outside of your normal life. You just need to live. You need to document your life through your buckets, right? If one of my buckets is financial literacy, coming up to the weekend, I can talk about deals going on this weekend, stuff on sale, whatever. I don't really talk about that stuff when I talk about financial literacy, but I could, right? Sports could talk about any of that. So, right, here's the deal. One of the things I also want you guys to understand is that when you can do this, when you can focus on buckets and, how that kind of runs your week, it also makes it a lot easier, right? My buckets protect my schedule. Faith and family means, and I've said this before, I'm not missing church for showings. I'm just not doing it, right? Financial literacy means I'm gonna think better about what we do on the weekends and what kind of money I spend or don't spend, right? Every decision for me kind of can filter through one of these five lenses. And a lot of that is how I stay grounded in what I do. And again, when I'm just living my life, these buckets are kind of all around me. That's why they're my five buckets, right? Let's think of it like someone out there who loves knitting. You're not going to talk about like the Phillies or Eagles, but you might be knitting and thinking about how that applies, what life lessons from knitting apply to real estate and all those different things. So I really think at the end of the day, this, guys, is a mindset piece. It is. You don't have to post everything for everyone. It's kind of like we talked about last week, right? Post for your avatar, that one person. So how does your content fit into your buckets? And how do those buckets produce content for that one person, that ideal avatar? Stop trying to post everything for everyone and stop trying to please every single person. So here's your challenge this week, guys. I want you to watch both videos talking about the power of content buckets and then the five buckets that built my business, which again was also a podcast episode a few weeks ago. And I want you guys, you should have your five buckets. We talked about that. But then what I want you to also look at is how can you look at your schedule and take one of those buckets and say, okay, this week, today's Friday, so look at it for next week, right? This coming week, Monday, what stuff already happens? Okay, Sunday you're at church or doing a family thing. Monday you have a settlement. That's two of your buckets already covered. And then you can cover the other three. So when you do this, first of all, it takes a lot less time. It does. And then you will feel more peace, more clarity, and more direction than you ever have. When your buckets align with your values, you don't just build content, you build a life that matters. And this gives you a ton more peace. It really does. So this stuff, this is why I love talking about and coaching you guys on this, because for me, it is so fun. And really, in a lot of ways, I don't want to make it sound easy, but it really has become easy. It really has become easy to be consistent and fun because it's the stuff I am already doing in my life. It is. So thanks so much for listening, guys. Appreciate you guys so much. Hope this has been helpful in last week's and kind of as we, kind of focus these themes on social media and then kind of, the content we're talking about on the YouTube channel also kind of shifts into the podcast. I hope it kind of gives you guys better structure and helps you grow your business. So thanks so much for listening. If I can do anything for you in your business, feel free to reach out and I'll talk to you guys on our episode next week. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.